Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a woman hears her name being called out in the middle of the night, but whose voice is doing the calling?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can write in on the webpage, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to keep us on the air, we'd greatly appreciate that. Become an EPP, an extra podcast person, as we call them. With that, you get access to quite literally the largest audio archive of ghost stories in history. And we add to it every single week with exclusive EPP bonus episodes for our supporters. You also get our archive of episodes, advanced episodes. It's all there, all commercial free. Also, our ebook and audiobook is there is for you as well. That's a $15 value a pop, both Amazon and Audible bestsellers. All there when you sign up to be an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode.
I keep meaning to ask you this, and I bet you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Because SNL did a skit on their new season. You know how they do the music videos.
Yeah.
And it was all about, and I sent you a link, but I forgot to follow up to see if you actually watched it. But it's all about, like, I like murder shows.
Yes.
And then it goes into, and then the guy comes in because it's women in their murder shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy comes in, he's like, cult shows. And
yes.
Like, oh my God, this is so me and Tony.
100%. Yeah.
No. I'm like, it's like they wrote that with you in mind.
I know. I love it.
I'm like, that's so me. I don't know why. Like on the weekends, because you watch one of those shows and it's like, oh my God, whodunit? Got to watch it till the end.
Yep.
And then it goes right into another one. Well, yep. I got to watch that one. And then if it goes into some kind of cult programming, well, I got to watch all that shit.
Oh, yeah. The cult ones, the cult shows are like a cult for me. Like, because I like get so into the cult shows. Like the Leah Remini one about Scientology. Oh, and there was fantastic. like People Magazine investigates cults. There's a whole bunch of those. There's a bunch of cult shows. And I don't know why. I'm drawn into the cult show.
And they're usually multiple episodes. It's like, it's not just one and done, because you can't tell a whole cult show in 1 hour.
Yeah. It's
so, yeah, I totally get it. But that was a funny little bit they did.
It was. I saw that. I also saw the Dionne Warwick bit too. The Dionne Warwick show.
Right. That was funny too.
That was very good. Yep. Yep. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first letter. It says, hello, and thank you for reading this. I'd like to start off by saying quick, I enjoy y'all's stuff so much. Recently discovered y'all on Spotify while searching for something new to listen to, and I've had a lot of fun binging the available episodes. Thanks for giving me something to do during this crazy season. I was reminded of a story of my own a few episodes in that I'd like to share. I have had a couple creepy experiences, but this one is the one that has been weird to me. I have no idea what it was. I'm along the lines of a skeptic, I'd say. As a Christian, I do believe that there are entities such as angels and demons and spirits, but I do not know how I feel about the whole classification part of it, if that makes any sense at all. This happened about 2 years ago when I was 18. My cousin, we'll call her Lily, and I had gotten together for the week. She and I have been awfully close since we were toddlers, given that we're the only girls on that side of the family, closest in age. We've always spent a ton of time together. My family at the time had a house rented on Airbnb that stood on a fair amount of land. It has long since been sold to someone else. It was not being used for the next few weeks, so my parents agreed that Lily and I could stay there for the week. Just the two of us. Our very first night hit, being a teenage girls that we decided to watch a horror movie. Lily and I have always been into on the spookier side. We were fascinated by ghost hunting shows, loved exploring supposedly haunted locations, reading creepypastas, the works. She even dated a girl that was very attuned to the spirit world, though I was a little skeptical of that one. But we loved that stuff. Once the movie ended, we headed to bed, adequately spooked. We'd taken the room of the house that had two beds, not wanting to be alone in the rooms, on a plot of land that was fairly secluded after that movie. We didn't sleep much, too scared and too giggly. But other than the creaks of the house settling, the occasional mountain lion screams and coyotes, we were fine. Fast forward to night two, it's around 2 a.m. I was half asleep when I heard Lily call my name. She sleep talks a bit, so I figured it was just that, so I ignored it. Then I heard, "Bray, what are you doing standing in the doorway?" I rolled over, thinking it's still her mumbling in her sleep, and I responded with, "I'm in bed, it's fine." She sat bolt upright. "Then who's in the doorway?" The way the room was set up, her bed was positioned that she was right in front of the door. There was a wall jutting out beside the door where the closet was, and from where my bed was set, that was all blocked by my line of sight in that direction, so I had no idea what she was seeing. Lily demands that I turn on the lamp, and I do. According to her, the figure left as soon as it went on. I searched the whole house, all windows locked. As for the doors, I even checked the crawl space and nothing. She explained to me later that she thought I had gone into the bathroom and then just stopped in the doorway on my way as a joke. We left the light on the rest of the night. Night three hits. I chalk the incident up to her maybe waking up from a nightmare, maybe even sleep paralysis, even though she had insisted it was neither. It's around 3 a.m. and she calls my name again, this time with the order to look at her. I rolled over in bed and honestly, I do not know what it was. I want to call it a shadow person. That's the best thing I can describe it as. It was this weird, lanky, humanoid-shaped black mass that was positioned over her bed. It was almost crouched like a golem. And it was just looking at Lily. It did not feel evil, simply curious. But it scared the living daylights out of me. I remember swearing up a storm, screaming for it to leave, that it was not welcome and that we did not give permission, anything I could think of. It looked at me and then just vanished. Poof, Lily. And I left in the house that night, showing up to my parents at 4 a.m. What's interesting is we had never had reports of anything from renters, so I have no idea what it was that I saw. Part of me wonders if the horror movie we watched opened some sort of gateway, but it's been my most notable paranormal experience I had so far. Thank you for reading this. I hope you enjoyed. I may come back with other stories as well. Thoughts?
Do you think that just by watching a scary movie that would open that up? Now, I could see watching a scary movie and you have vivid dreams or maybe even seeing things that aren't there. But I don't know that a scary movie is going to open up things. I got the feeling there's stuff that was already there. Maybe it made him more sensitive to it.
Maybe like enticed it to come out. Maybe it. Yeah, I don't know that it's necessarily going to create a haunting, but I think that there's ways and things, you know, that could stir one up that exists. So,
yeah,
that would be what I would say. I don't think you watch a movie and I don't know. I mean, there's interesting things out there. I never like reading or saying demon names out loud. And I know there's some movies that flat out list a ton of them. Like, what was it?
Don't go saying any demon names.
No, I'm trying to think of the movie name. It's like almost 20 years old, I think. It was the one where the girl like walks backwards on her back and her hands. The
Exorcist.
No, this is a more modern one. The Possession of Natalie Rose or something like that. You're right. She doesn't that. But this was like, I was early 20s, I think, when it came out. Something like that. That was an interesting one. And they're rattling him off. So I don't know. I don't know if just like saying things like that, you know, even though a human being is not speaking it aloud in the room, it's coming from a taped device. I don't know. I would venture to say, though, it would stir something up that exists more than anything else.
Yeah, and that first part where she thinks she's talking in her sleep, like, mm-hmm. That seemed like right out of a movie.
Yeah.
Like, no, go back to sleep. No, what is it that's looking at us in the doorway? Oh, my God. But I get that. I would be leaving in the middle of the night, too.
Sure.
Because that's just the way I am.
That would be way
I'm scared,
too.
I'm out.
Way too creepy to, I think, be able to say, oh, yeah, let's just stay here and we'll be good.
Right?
I don't
like
think.
Why? If you're already feeling creeped out, it doesn't go away. And then the next day, you're just going to wake up exhausted.
Yeah.
Well, because you're not going to wake up, actually. You're going to be awake all night.
Or you'll be dead.
Dead.
Dead. Bah, bah, dead. Bah. Dead.
Wait, I have a sound effect for that. Just a sec. dead. No, where is it?
Dead.
Dead. Thank you.
It's great that we have these toys that we can play with.
I never get to do that.
No.
Yeah, I have to find it.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hi, guys. I would like to share this story, and it's really weird. I don't know how to put this in a certain category, so I decided to share it. So 2 weeks ago, I was on a lunch break when a coworker approached me and asked me if, why am I not using the new phone? And I said, what new phone? And I thought it was one of those phones that the company was raffled, and I thought I actually won something. And he said, no, the phone that you're testing earlier this day, I saw you inside a store. And I asked, what store and what phone? I didn't go to any of the stores this day. He said, no, I saw you. You're basically wearing the same thing, and you're testing this. And he mentioned the brand. And I said, no, I didn't go to the store. And by this time, I was shocked, because there's a backstory. And we went back and forth, me trying to convince him that I didn't go to the store and didn't buy a new phone. And he was trying to convince himself that it was me that he saw, because the details, you know, he said I was wearing the same thing. And in the end, he just said, it's probably not true, because he's checking an Android device and you're an Apple guy. And they then said, you know what, forget about it, it's just a coincidence. And yeah, I said yes, probably a coincidence, but deep inside I was really shocked, because as I said before, there's a backstory. Now, for that specific day, I'm supposed to drop by the store, yes, and to get a new phone. The only reason why I didn't make it to the store is because of this weird traffic jam that I got myself into. And I know that road that I usually use, we don't have traffic there. We don't usually have traffic jam, but suddenly there is one. And for no reason, there's actually a reason. The city council decided to dug up a hole and detour everyone to another road, but it took like half an hour. And I said, if I drop by the store, I'll be late to work. So I decided to go straight to work. But the weird thing, not only that, you know, this co-worker of mine specified that this guy who looked like me was wearing the same thing, he was testing this specific Android smartphone brand, and he knows that I'm an Apple guy. But due to a recent update from a company or my specific office, that some application that we use at work don't work with Apple, and we need an open source smartphone or program, so we need an Android. And I actually locked into this specific brand because it is exactly what I need for photography and other stuff. And this specific brand was the same brand that my friend saw this guy who looked like me was testing inside a store. So it was really a shocking thing to hear from someone that, you know, someone who really looked like you is the same, was basically wearing the same thing like you and was testing the specific brand that you're supposed to buy in a store that you're supposed to go. What a coincidence, if it's really a coincidence, you know. And I don't know how to explain. I don't, you know, I was thinking, what if I made it to that store? What if there's no traffic? Am I going to meet this person? And what's, you know, I can't imagine if you end up meeting someone, you know, buying the same thing, going to the same store, and you're wearing the same thing, and as my friend said, looking like exactly like you. Yeah, that's gonna be a weird experience. But I was actually trying to get an answer and get into some saying that it's probably an astral projection, you know, because while I was stuck on traffic, I was really imagining all these things that, you know what, if it wasn't for this traffic, I could have been at the store testing this phone, paying for it. And is it because I was really thinking of that event that it project, my mind projected something inside that store that, and at the exact time that my friend was passing by? Well, that's weird. Or is it a time slip? Or weird, you know, alternate reality or something? But I don't know how to call it alternate reality if that's also my reality. So it's weird. I don't know how to call it. I don't know how to categorize this thing. So I decided to share the story because I've been looking for answers. And
interesting story of, I don't know what it could be. I mean, it could really be almost anything that he had listed off there.
Well, and what's crazy about a story like that is a number of things, but he's looking for an answer that he'll never find.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a zillion theories, and he gave quite a few, mm-hmm. but he'll never know. But that's a bizarro coincidence.
Yeah.
That someone would say all that, you know, because like I, the other day, literally thought I saw my sister at Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I took a picture of her and I to the woman who I think must have noticed I was taking her picture because she was looking right at me. The picture.
So you were really,
But with a mask on, like, I haven't sent it to my sister. And I'm like, okay, you were in my town today. And she's like, that's really weird because it looks just like me. Like, I know it does.
Did the woman?
And she was wearing an outfit like she would wear. And it was just really strange. I'll have to send you the picture because it looks just like my sister.
Yeah. Did the woman say anything to you when you were taking her picture in the store?
I tried to act like, oh, look at me, I'm making a phone call. I didn't do a very good job.
As I hold it up with my left hand.
What I was doing. And I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
But it was just like, So then my brother was in town that night, and I'm like, look at this woman from the grocery store today. Like, it looks exactly like Kathy. And he's like, oh my God, that's so weird. And
send it to
me. I don't know if you've seen my sister since she let her hair go totally gray. It looks amazing, by the way. But I just sent it. Sometimes it takes a minute for something to go through to you for whatever reason.
Did you text message it to me?
Yep, just sent.
Okay.
But, so I don't know, because that definitely was not my sister, because the KU game was going on and she was watching the KU game, of course. But it was just really strange because, you know, somebody like your sister, I know her so well. But for that guy to be like, you were wearing the same outfit, you were.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's just like my sister.
That does.
Like, it's creepy weird. Like, zoom in on it. Like, it looks exactly like her.
I like how her eyes are directed directly at the lens of your camera.
She totally saw me take her picture.
Did she say anything, though? She just kept doing her thing. Yeah.
Okay. She kept doing her thing. And I was like, okay, she just saw me. But if she says anything, I'm just going to say, look, you look so much like my sister. It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
And so I'm taking this to send to my sister.
That's funny.
So, I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
That I think we all have someone, because then we got in a long conversation about it that night. Because my brother has one, and we went on a cruise with him. When I was in radio, I took all these people on cruises. Mm-hmm. And this guy looks just like my brother. And even when they met each other, they were both like, oh. Like, they didn't even really want to be around each other. Because
it would be
too
weird.
Much alike.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That...
So I don't know. It could be something like that. You know, I think that's the easier, most logical explanation.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was doing what that guy was getting ready to go do, that's kind of weird.
That is weird. Thank you for sharing that experience with us.
It's creepy and different. We don't get many of those.
No, I mean, that are you very, I mean, everybody has their stories, but after literally now creating the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, it is hard to get one on where we can't say, I've heard something similar to that.
right?
Well, and I've heard things somewhat similar to that, but there was an interesting twist on that one that kind of made it all its own.
It was very specific.
Yeah.
The phone, the Apple, the Android, the all of it. It's a great story.
855-853-4802 is our number. Let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. It's Summer in Buffalo. How you guys doing today? I have an update for you, something that just happened to us a couple days ago. We were in our house, and we were all it was dinner time, so we were all in the kitchen. And all of the kids were sitting at the counter, like the 7-year-old, the 8-year-old, the 2-year-old, my 24-year-old, my daughter and I were both in there. The only person not in there was my husband, and his office is upstairs, so he was working. We were handing out dinner, and we were talking. I said, we got to get Phil's attention so he can come downstairs. And all of a sudden, we heard someone running down the stairs, like really loud, like stomping, kind of elephant-y, kind of heavy boots all the way down to where my daughter, I said, speak of the devil, and up he pops. And my daughter goes over, and she goes, Mom, there's nobody there. And I went, that's ridiculous. And even the 7 and 8-year-old piped up and said, well, we heard Phil come down the stairs. I'm like, of course he's there. And you know, and she's like, Mom, there's nobody in the stairs. And we all heard it, all of us, me, my daughter, the 2 younger kids, the 7 and 8-year-old, we all heard someone come down the stairs, and enough that like my 7-year-old was like, I'm really scared. I don't want to go back out there. And I told her, I said, my granddaughter, I told her, honey, it's okay. There's nothing's going to hurt you. Well, it'll be okay. So, I know I call back and you guys talk about how not scared I seem to be. And it's not that I'm not scared. I've just kind of experienced this stuff my whole life. So I know that if you don't give it the attention, that it doesn't, you know, most of the time it doesn't get worse. But I think, it's kind of escalating a little bit. I do have one more story, but this one I kind of chalk up to my own imagination kind of creating something. I was in the living room, and my kids had taken over our bed that night. So I went downstairs to sleep on the couch because there was no room. And from the couch, it faces the doorway that leads into the kitchen. And I was at that, you know, that stage, like right before you fall asleep, but you're not awake, you're not asleep kind of thing. And all of a sudden, I remember looking over, and in the doorway to the kitchen was this tall black mass with this hat on. It wasn't like a top hat. It looked, and it wasn't a cowboy hat either, but it was squarish looking. It was very weird. It definitely wasn't a top hat. It had a round top, but it, you know, the brim of it was very kind of square. But it was, I just remember it being this black mass, and it startled me. Like I screamed awake, and there was nothing there. So I don't know if it was just my brain kind of inventing something because I was kind of half awake, half asleep anyway. And that's probably all it was, but I kind of wanted to talk about that too. So yeah, I'm scared and I'm not scared. You know, I'm worried because I definitely don't want my kids to be hurt. Or I don't want anybody really to be hurt in my house. I, again, don't feel like I don't know what to think of it anymore. I'm just telling you what we experienced, and that's just what we do. So, and to your point, the last time I called Tony, you had said that, maybe what we experience is different from other people. I can tell you my husband experiences absolutely nothing. He is not kind of open that way. Like, he doesn't believe in ghosts. He doesn't, like, he is absolutely the skeptic. And he always, always, always tries to, you know, just say, oh, it was the air, or, you know, it was the window being open, stuff like that. You know, he's always been that way. So I can tell you, in that house, he's had a couple experiences that he's, you know, kind of written off as nothing, but he is definitely the one in the family that is not sensitive at all, whereas the rest of us are like, what's going on now? Anyway, so yes, Carol, and to answer your comment, I'm pretty scared some of the time, you know, but I do know that, you know, you don't fuel things that can, you don't respond with fear. You respond with, okay, that's nice. Now go away. And then, you know, typically that stuff goes away or it doesn't, or it's just, you know, like, we don't know. We don't know what it's like in the afterlife. So maybe it's just people saying, hey, I just happen to be here and I'm just hanging out. Who knows? Anyway, you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you later and I'll call you if anything else happens, which I'm sure it will. I love my house. Absolutely love it. But yeah, you guys have definitely, benefited from what our crazy that's going on in there. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Thoughts?
I like her.
Yeah.
You know, when she was telling the first story about hearing somebody come down the stairs, which is one of those things that's so recognizable,
yeah.
Like you're doing your thing, you're making dinner, everybody's ready, you're plating it up, dad, come on down, and here he comes down the stairs, and then he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you heard it, and then he's not there. But then when she said that about the kids kind of getting freaked out, then as a mom, that's when you have to step up and be like, hey, maybe we didn't hear that after all.
Yeah.
So I do get why you can't really panic about it because you have kids.
Sure.
And you have to, you know, last thing you want to do is be like, I don't know what that was. Oh my God. Something's not there. You know, you can't do that.
That's not a healthy parenting technique. Is that what you're saying? Freaking out randomly and things that are not worth
good. I wouldn't recommend that kind of parenting to anybody.
Yeah, it doesn't work well.
And then I think the other thing that benefits that home is having the dad be like, yeah, that was just the wind blowing the door open. Yeah, you didn't hear that. Probably something fell down the stairs. That was the dog. You know, and so he might offset it enough too.
Yeah.
That then you question it a little bit. Like, it's crazy, but he didn't hear it.
That was kind of the dynamic of my parents. Not, my mom wasn't like extreme freak out or anything like that, but it would be like, Dave, what do you think that is? What was it? Oh my, should we do, you know, and just, you know, should we do this? Should we do that? But wasn't, she wouldn't like freak me out about things. You know, she would, they would kind of like, they'd whisper loudly. I don't think they realized how loud they were sometimes. But my dad, on the other hand, would always be like, that's nothing. It's da da da. Like, so you have one who's like overly aware of everything and the other one who is utterly oblivious to most things. And it was just, oh my God. And I'm like in the middle going, okay, now we shouldn't be freaking out this much, but we also shouldn't be ignoring it this much. This is where we just go in the middle and go, let's just see what's going on. What was that noise? Why can't we just get up off the couch and look? You know, things like that. It's scary and weird as a kid because you don't feel like secure in either direction because one's oblivious and then one's just, you know, really uber aware of things. So,
well, I think one is just more open to it. Yeah. And I think you can really shut yourself down to it. And,
sure.
If, you know, I don't believe in that shit.
The good thing is at the end of the day, you get a kid like me.
Who ends up making a living doing podcasts about that shit.
Exactly. Someone who's super anxious and all of that. And I make podcasts about ghosts. So there you go. At least I'm not living in their basement. So I guess that's a plus. I always threaten that to them. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I'm good. I think I don't think that's ever going to be a thing. It's going to wrap.
Oh my God. I could not imagine living with my mother.
Oh my God. I could never. No way in hell. No way. I several years back, like almost God, probably like 20 years back. I had, was going through a breakup and, I was, the apartment was, I was paying for it. It was all in my name. But as we were trying to like figure things out, I said, you know, you stay here because my family lived closer. I said, you stay in the apartment, you know, until you figure out, you know, your place and all that. I'll just go stay with my parents for like a week or two or whatever. So I did that. Oh my God. That week or two or whatever was like, oh my God.
Forever.
Yeah. And I love my parents, but I can't. I mean, I was. I graduated the semester of my high school year because I really wanted to move out and get. And they weren't bad people. They weren't abusive or anything like that. It's just conflict of personality. And it was just, you know, it would be, it's like I kind of looked at it as like Jerry Seinfeld and then living like with Jerry's parents. It was that sort of a dynamic where it was like, my God, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, it is what it is. I love my parents, but it's just that. So,
yeah, you can't go home.
No.
It's not the same dynamic.
They still
treat you like you're 15.
Exactly. And it just is what it is. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. EPP, as we call them, at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.